Look not outside yourself, but instead towards that inner dimension that is all too often forgotten. For this is what they all say, and will continue to say. With the focus on self-reliance, on autonomy and trust, you can actually have the chance of leading a good life. And who would have thought that amidst the constant change and inevitable dissatisfaction, that there was actually a way out? No. Not a way out, but a way in. That there are conditions fit to transform the well-being and esteem of every individual. This is nothing short of a miracle. Live not an expedient life, but one on the brim, on the border of the known and the unknown. Chart willingly into the chaos out of this appearance of order. If anything is more stressful, then this is it. But anything is meaningful when in fact there is actual meaning behind it. And there is nothing else here for us to do than to contribute something and make sure that at least one damn person on this planet lives decently. That one person is you. And for all you know, that may be the only way to assure the same for others. You must be the individual that considers other opinions, that considers other perspectives, but at the end of every single day comes to trust themselves and follow what they know to be the intuition of every soul who will walk in their shoes hereafter. That is the person we all may strive to become. So at some point you will have to depart from your home, from what you know. And you may not have a detailed plan or an explicit means, but you better have a sure and revering clue as to what you want. And even more so for what you actually need. Your parents, your teachers, your friends, and whomever else believes they are of your ultimate concern will think and make known to you that this isn't the best option. But whom is this not the best option for? For you or for them? Would they not like to see you do what they have quietly or despairingly wanted to do for themselves all along? Which kind of person with which kind of values is this most suited to? Pay no matter. For we are all bits of that burning rock falling to our death, all at different points and perspectives in the ether. By the light of the sun, we fall eminently to our graves, eminently to the place where all things spring forth and decay unto. As such, and from a crucial point of truth, whatever decisions you make are yours. And they are yours alone. Yes, do what you're being truly beckoned for, but above all else, take complete ownership for all the consequences that may arise. Perhaps you come to regret. Perhaps you come to a loss of certainty. Yet you should have never forgotten that certainty is a fool's armor. The only means you have to find your way is by trekking those inklings of restless pursuit and testing the boundaries of wherever they may lie. For if you act in accordance with the validation of yourself and what you truly find satiating, you will find that you are faced with a newfound opportunity, an opportunity that you cannot anticipate but are nonetheless prepared for. What falls away is the cowardice of such things, not the fear of each progressive leap.